Today's Between Master and Disciples will be presented in Sepedi and English, with subtitle in English, Chinese, Korean, Olakis or Vietnamese, Spanish, French, German, Russian, Arabic, Persian, Italian, Hungarian, Portuguese, Croatian, Thai, Japanese, Bulgarian and Indonesian. Africa ke continent ya bobedi ya kholo mo lefaseng. Gomme ke yeo e shogofaditsweng ke letsogo la Modimo. Ga ya ga matlhako ka ge e bitswa ka lebaka la gore botho bo thomile gona fa ke kgokagano ya tsa dikgwa. Ditaba tsa yona tse botse di swere bokgwa bo bonago le di-gold, platinum le diamond. Gape noka ye kgolo yeo e bitšago Nile e ela go feta dimaele tse dikete tse nne go fitlhela botlhabela go tswa bodikela bja Afrika go ya Egepeta. E feta diphedi tse nngwe tse dintšhi tša Modimo ka fase ga leratadima la Afrika. Dinatla tše ntšhi, bagale le bakgoni ba tswa mo Afrika. Bona ke Nelson Mandela, Martin Luther King Jr., Moraluki Bill Gosby le Mmasebotsana Imane bao ba bontšhitšego lerato le bokgoni bja maAfrika. Modimo o tšwela pele go šogofatša Afrika ka master yo a phelago, yo e le gore mošomo wa gagwe ke go abelana lerato go tšwa go Modimo wa magodimong le batho ka moka ba lefase le. Ka 1995 Supreme Master Chinghai o ile a etela Cote d'Ivoire, the Ivory Coast, kwa bodikela bja Afrika. Kgošigadi ya Ivory Coast, Mrs. Henriette Betty, o ile a mema Supreme Master Chinghai mošate go ba moeng wa maemo. Ka morago ga ge a ile a bona maemo a dipetlele tša fao, Supreme Master Chinghai o ile a reka dinyaka tšeo di hlokegago le dihlare. Ka morago ga fao, o ile a felegetšwa ke ngwana wa kgoši ya Ivory Coast legae la ditšhuana toropong kgolo ya Abidjan. Supreme Master Chinghai o ile a amogela ka borutho leetong la gagwe kua mošate wa Benin. O amogetše ke kgoši Agbula Agbo le kgošigadi. Leetong leo la Benin, Supreme Master Chinghai o ile a etela dipetlele, metsemagae yeo e le gore ba dila le mafelong ya mmalwa ya ditšhuana yeo e le gore e hlokometse ke dinans. Supreme Master Chinghai o ile a šogofatša bana ka lerato la gagwe le dimpho. O ile a fa ditšhuana tša Saint Infant Jesus tšhelete gore ba kgone go humana ditlabela tše dingwe tšeo di hlokegago. Mo mengwage yeo e latelago, Supreme Master Chinghai le bakgathatema ba ile ba kgathatema kudu mo International Red Cross le mekgatlho ye mengwe ya tlhokomelo ya tša botho. Ba ile ba thuša kudu ba tlhokofatšwa ba dinto kua Rwanda le ba tlala kua Sudan le mekgatlho ya tša semoya kua Uganda. Bakgathatema ba tšwela pele ka mošomo wa go thuša batho bao ba tlhokago sa bona le batho bao ba senago magae le ditšhuana mengwageng ye ka moka. Ka Hlakole le Mmantšhole 1999, Supreme Master Chinghai o ile a ralala le lefase la Afrika gape le Middle East le Afrika gomme a ruta. o ile a memiwa go tla go ruta mo ditropong tse kgolo tsa Afrika Borwa, tsona ke Johannesburg, Durban le Kapa. Batho bao ba be ba tsoma nnete mo ditropong kgolo tse, ba be ba kgalegile go kwa lentswe la Modimo go ba kgotsofatsa tlhologelo ya ka gare. Gotlhe mo a ilego a ya gona, batho ba maAforika ba ile ba amogela Supremaster Chinhai ka borutho, gomme a ba moeng wa go tlhomphega kudu mo nageng yeke. O be a tlisitse molaetsa wa khutso le lerato go batho. Ka morago ga thuto ya Kapa yeo e bego e le ya mafelelo, o ile go a swara retreat ya lefase ka bophara. Bakgathatema go tswa metlhobong ka moka ba ile ba kopana ka moka, morero e le go rapelela lefase gore le be le khutso. Jale ge re go mema gore o thietse thuto yeo e bitswago go sepela ka lerato le lethabo, yeo re e fao ke Supremaster Chinhai ka Tlhakole 1999 kua Kapa, Afrika Borwa.
Just a few stations and so many working. Are you sure you're working group or eating group? Both? Wow. What are you doing? What do you do? Distribute the flyers. That's easy. Children can do it. And you call that working group? Okay, never mind. So how are you doing today? Feel okay? You need some more food? I see that it's prepared for you. And then that's it, just distributing flyers. Nothing else? Huh? Initiate team? Reception? Wow, what else? Huh? Translation, wow, that's good. A convenient method? To do what? Screen them. Ah, not bad. That sounds like working a little. What else? Huh? Security, yeah, that's just the job you love the most. Yeah. Hanging around, see me the first sight and bossing people. That sounds a good job to me. Huh? Yeah, if you do the guarding job, you better do a little smiling, okay? Don't scare people. You scare people, and scare me too. Yes, like the guard on the gate there, yeah? They are the first one ever to see me, anytime. And I was smiling, I hope he smiled back, but he still... Next time I put a robot there. The forever smiling robot. Look bad. Because this one look like robot anyhow, but he doesn't smile. You be careful, you guards. Guard yourself first. You don't have to be an unfriendly guard, no? Anything you do, be friendly, all right? But you are famous for that. Everybody told me that you are such a friendly group and warm and so welcome group. Are you frozen or freezing or what when you see me? What happened? Just tell me what happened inside your chemical stuff inside. And some of you, when you talk to me, you cannot even talk properly. I want to know why. Huh?
Awestruck.
I look awesome to you? I I'm a very pretty woman. Okay. Because when you're nervous, you make me feel scared too. I wonder what did I do wrong, or maybe I put makeup in the wrong place or something. Or with my mascara I was ruined. Or let you feel wondering or something. Just keep your cool, okay? You are a yogi. My God! What kind of yogi is that? Okay, this matter in spiritual or worldly work. Smile is always the key to success. Yeah? When you smile, you convince yourself also that you're happy. Yes. Most of the time you see me smile, right? It's a natural, it's my nature. I also don't even know that I'm smiling. But what I mean is, does it make you feel good when I smile a lot? Yes, it does, right? Okay. Same. Yeah? You don't know how many times, you know, I have just dealt with some very difficult situations, some big ego and some very painful issue. I mean, for the physical body and for the mind, not for my true self, of course. But I still have to use this, you know, this complaining device, and still have to deal with this physical body. So, you know, sometimes it can be painful, like you, yeah, when you deal with somebody who is difficult or egocentric, whatever. Yeah, sometimes I had to deal with all that, but then when I come out see you, I don't put it on you, see? So you never know when I smile, but behind that or before that, I was in... I don't know, like turmoil or something, or in disturbance, yeah. So you try to do that. And then after I smile with you for a while, I forgot all about it, yeah? And because you see me smiling, you think I'm happy, so I'm also happy, yeah. I also think I'm happy. Are you laughing? So try to be more pleasant, okay? Yeah, if you see God or Buddha representative, if you think I'm a Buddha, and when you see a Buddha, you can't smile, then when you be able to smile? Huh? Because if you don't smile, you're stiff, like I thought you're unhappy with me, and I try to run away. I'll do something else. The other day, one brother supposed to drive me from the hotel. I don't know who scolded him. And it was so cold, so stony, that even pierced my skin, you know. I said, "What's wrong, brother?" "Nothing wrong, master." And for first I said, hello, because one time I was with Tong, you know, it was in Durban or somewhere. Can you imagine? I forget already. Durban. Okay, I already don't want to bother them because sometimes I ask them to see me at the airport and then they don't come because they misunderstand timing or whoever misunderstand, they blame each other and we have to run around looking for them in case they miss us at one gate and then they make more trouble. So I already don't want. But then Tong insisted he has a car already waiting, so I said, okay. And when we went down, and the driver was there, fine, okay, I jump in. And then the driver was a black man, you know, African, original chocolate, so. And he was all smiling, all sun shining, you know. I think all the African sun was concentrated on his face. Undiluted, yeah. So I said, "Hi, brother," you know. And he said, "Ah, yes, hello." And we were talking, and and because he was so sun shining, I didn't think he was initiated, but it feels like I made a mistake. So, and then, never mind, I kept talking to him about a lot of things, and then maybe we went into spiritual stuff, and Tong told me, "Master, he's not a brother." as if he's a sister or something. No, so I say, "Why is that?" Tong say, "He's not initiated," he told me in Chinese. I said, "Never mind, he's still a brother." So I still continue talking with him because he's such a pleasant sight to see, and a pleasant color. My favorite, chocolate. So, and it was so sunshining, you know, and we talk. Okay, so because of that, when this brother waited for me downstairs in the, I call him ice cream, even African sun didn't melt him. Okay, anyhow, so because of that incident, when I saw this brother, I was more, you know, careful not to jump into conclusion that he's another brother. But I thought he would say hello, you know, he didn't. So I have to say hello first. I said, hello. And he said, hello. Are you here, brother? Never mind. Just anybody, could be anybody, you know. So then later I'm surprised, and then later he's, I don't remember anymore. And he keeps saying, yeah. And then he said, are you? And I asked him, is he a brother? Because I begin to doubt, what kind of brother is this? So anyhow, I asked him, is he a brother? Just to make sure. Because I thought he's not. I know he is, but it doesn't seem like. So I asked him, make sure. He said, yes, yes, he is. I said, how come he's so cold? And he said, I don't know, he's a brother. Yeah, I know he's a brother, he's not a sister for sure, but... Anyhow, okay. And then I couldn't bear it no more, because it's so cold and so hard in the car. And the car's so small, I couldn't run nowhere. I just feel like I want to open the door and then run out, get a taxi or something. But I thought, okay, I better bear it. Maybe something good will come out of it. Maybe I'm trying to make him happy instead of wait for him. Because I already had some trouble upstairs already, you know, with other brothers. So I'm already in a very not smiling mood, but I try. Anyhow, and then I say, what's wrong, brother? Are you okay? Nothing wrong, master? Then I know he's really a brother. He say, master. And then I say, are you okay? Yes, I'm okay. And I say, oh. Because I say, I asked because you didn't say hello to me, and I was thinking maybe you are not one of us, so I wonder if I should strike a conversation or not. Because sometimes the taxi driver, they don't say hello to you, they don't talk to you, and that's okay, because they're tired of everybody sit in their car and talk and ask them about everything. Maybe they want to be quiet, so I say, because you didn't say hello to me first, so I didn't know whether I should say hello to you. And then he say, because I don't know what to do. He said he doesn't know what to do. I said, really? You see a friend, a lady, and you don't know what to do? He said, nobody tell me what to do. I said, oh my God, I came from a long way, you know, and I thought, if you see me, at least just say hello, you don't have to do anything. He said, welcome, master. I say, what? What I mean is, you say just like that, I mean, no smiling, no happy, nothing. You say, he thought I didn't hear. I say, welcome to South Africa, master. Yeah, exactly like that. Not even one tooth I could see from him. All right, so I said, oh my God, brother, anybody scold you or something? Nobody scold me, master. I said, then why are you so, I feel that you are very, so cold and so unhappy. Are you unhappy because you have to drive me? No, no, master, it's my honor, master. And then I said, are you sure I could take a taxi, you know? No, it's my pleasure. Yeah, I have two witnesses, three witnesses. Yeah. I don't tell lie, no. Yeah. I wish I could do, you know, more exact. Oh my God, and I sat there and I wish that I could fly a UFO or something. faster to the lecture hall, because I don't know how I'm going to smile now. I was trying all my best just to connect with this African guy, and he kind of built a burning wall around him. But never mind. I said, oh my God, I was worried. I begin to worry. I said, oh my God, I hope I'm not put off too much that I go into the hall and couldn't even smile to people. Because it could be infected, you know, when you are so so down like that, and you just have no connection with another human being. You could find very difficult to do your job, you know. It's such an important job. Everybody was waiting for you to be all good and merciful, loving, compassionate, friendly, shake hands, kissing babies and all that stuff. Wow. But then I said to myself, no. That's his problem. That's his problem. Whatever it is, maybe his wife just left him, I don't know. Whatever it is his problem. I'm going to treat the people the way they deserve. All the people who came from long way to see me, who put all their time, energy and attention and love into this lecture hall, like you, to make the lecture possible. And all the people who waited there to see me since hour or 2 hours, I travel a long way, you know, especially in Africa or some area which not everybody has car and transportation is not always available so late, and they still came. So I said, I'm not going to let them down. So I smile, I come in just as usual, immediate. You saw that, huh? But in the car, I could just... I could just choke myself. Oh, okay. I hope next time I don't see any of you like that, no matter how hard you work. Yeah, everybody works hard. And when we're working in such a grand mission, okay, a grand job, like preparing for lecture, yeah, in a strange country, no matter if we have brothers and sisters there or not, oh, of course everything is strange to us, yeah? And the people who organize also make mistakes, yeah, maybe not enough room, not enough facility, not enough timing, and everything is sometimes very, very chaotic. And we all know that. It happened to me too. You know, it happened to me. They didn't come to the hotel on time, or come later, or change hotel, don't tell me, and I run around. Yeah, no matter how hard you work, try to smile, because if you cry, it's the same. Okay? If you cry or if you frown, it's the same. It takes 73 muscles to frown. It takes only a few muscles to smile. Understand? So don't overwork yourself. You already overworked, and don't work harder. Okay. But I just want to thank you, all of you, huh? Again, every time, for your support, your love, your unconditional, how you say, offer for God, for yourself. Mm. And it's not only hard work that you get during all this time, you also get blessing, right? You get happiness, and you get to know other brothers and sisters from different countries, yeah? And learn to know their beauty inside, their dedication, their sincerity, and their level of consciousness. They will also bless you while working with them, yes? And of course, this is your blessing that you're working, yeah? When you're working for God and for the multitude, your merit multiply. As many people as you help, that many fold of merit will add to your treasure of spiritual progress. So I should not even thank you, but nevertheless I thank you. I thank you for being so good. Yes.
Re a leboga go ba le rena mo kgaolong ya lehono yeo e bitswago magareng ga master le barutwana. Ke kgopela gore le go sasa le lebelele kgaolo ya bobedi ya go sepela ka lerato le lethabo, thuto ya semoya ka Supreme Master Chinghai. Ke kgopela gore le se tloge gore le tle le bogele mokgwa yo mokaone wa go phela mo Supreme Master Television ka moraga Noteworthy News. We thank you for your loving presence on today's episode of Between Master and Disciples. Please tune in tomorrow for part 2 of Walking in Love and Laughter, a spiritual lecture by Supreme Master Ching Hai. Please stay tuned for Healthy Living coming up next on Supreme Master Television Afternoon with News.